You're listening to Morning Edition on New England Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Henry Epp. Earlier this week, a federal judge blocked President Donald Trump's executive order to withhold funding from so-called sanctuary cities. These cities, including some in our region, have explicitly said they won't comply with requests from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, to hold detainees. At the same time, some local prisons are holding inmates on behalf of ICE, including the Franklin County House of Correction in Greenfield, Massachusetts. It's one of four jails that do so in the state, but the only one in western Massachusetts. Franklin County Sheriff Christopher Donnellan oversees the facility.
Basically, the people we have here are people who were arrested for committing criminal offenses. Sometime during the course of their arrest or their incarceration for whatever crime they committed, it was discovered that they were here illegally. Immigration took whatever steps they needed to take to either begin or complete a deportation process. And those folks then come here and wait for either the final verdict or for the actual deportation.
I spoke to Sheriff Donnellan in his office earlier this week. The day I visited, the jail was holding 83 inmates from ICE. Detaining these prisoners pays $91 per inmate per day. Donnellan says that works out to about $2.5 or $3 million a year. That money goes to the state, not directly to the jail, but Donnellan says it's worth it.
We have the available space. To use that available space to bring in revenue for the Commonwealth certainly helps us. It's not a direct source of revenue for us, but it certainly helps us with the state when we go to them to help fulfill our staffing needs, our reentry and treatment needs. I use it particularly as a little bit of leverage that I'm bringing in this source of revenue for the state. And in return, we hope to get state dollars that helps with our reentry programs, treating addicted men, treating people here who have mental health issues. So in that regard, it helps.
Do you have any misgivings with being involved in the process of detaining immigrants?
No, because we're on the back end. You know, a lot of what is generating controversy right now and a lot of what the Trump administration is doing is really activity on the front end, and that is the detainers to hold. I mean, we have a policy here. If, in fact, we were to have somebody here on a criminal charge and they either deal with that charge or they get bailed on that charge, if in fact there were a detainer, you know, we would insist on immigration coming and dealing with it. We're not going to deal with that. And it's currently active in the Massachusetts courts, whether legally we can do that. So the Trump policies are controversial on the front end. We're dealing with these people on the back end.
But still, you're participating in the processing of people who are in the country illegally, and some, you know, find that controversial that any local or state level law enforcement agency is participating in that. Have you received any pushback in that way from people in the community?
People have come in here and asked for clarification on what we do and how we do it. When I've explained it, they are pretty much okay with it because we're not, you know, a lot of it is misinformation about what they assume the sheriff's office here in Franklin County does. And what I do is clarify to them. There are no deputy sheriffs who work for me who are going out and trying to apprehend or identify people who are here illegally. That just doesn't happen in this department. And we don't engage in any activities on the front end.
Earlier in your career, you were in local law enforcement,
yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
As, you know, with that background, do you think it's reasonable for local police to opt out of working with ICE?
It is because they don't have the training, they don't have the resources, they don't have the equipment, they don't have the computer access. I mean, there's a lot of things that local police would have to do to prepare for and implement any type of an enforcement policy with any other agency, not just ICE. And Massachusetts law enforcement agencies have not done that.
Going forward, do you plan to continue your contract and situation with ICE and the federal government to hold people here?
Yeah. I mean, I see no reason not to do what we're doing. We have a group of men here who we take very good care of. They're in a very safe and secure environment. I think we're doing a good thing for them by providing them with the programming and opportunities that we do. We let them engage in educational opportunities. We let them engage in religious practices. We give them access to priests and ministers. And at the same time, we're keeping the community safe because people who have committed crimes are actually off the streets. And these are not people who are here simply because they entered the country illegally. They're in this system because they committed a crime.
Christopher Donnellan is the sheriff of Franklin County, Massachusetts. I'm Henry Epp. You're listening to New England Public Radio.